All right. What would you call the thing that a large amount of sugar or flour used to come in?
Was a barrel.
Well, not the wooden thing, but a smaller amount than that.
Well,
you know, now it comes in a paper bag, but it used to come in a...
Well, it'd be a, sack would be, it would be a, well, they used to come in barrels. That's what used to be, about a barrel of flour, or a barrel of...
Did it come in sacks at all?
Well, yes, sometime it would, but it'd be,
What were the sacks made of?
Well, some of them were, made of, cloth, but, some made it, right now they make them with, of course, paper.
Okay, you have, earlier you said toe sack, and then later on you said feed sack. Do you have any other names for that type of sack?
No, it's feed sack, toe sack.
You ever call it a croaker sack?
I have heard it known, croaker sack. We never use it on a croaker sack.
All right. Do you know what you would call the amount of corn you might take to the mill to be ground at one time?
Well, a bushel or a peck or...
Is there a name for just an indefinite amount, a something of corn?
No, I don't know of any.
What would you call the amount of wood you could carry in your arms?
Armful of wood, armful.
Did you ever hear the expression turn of corn or turn of wood?
Yes, I've heard turn of corn, I've heard turn of wood.
What does that mean?
Well, it means a turn. It means so much turn of. You think about cord of wood.
Oh. Okay.
Wood comes in cords, or.
Mm-hmm.
But a turn of corn would be how much actually just this particular man wanted. He wants, say, maybe two bushels, maybe three bushels. That'd be a turn of corn.
All right. And then if you. Light burns out, you screw in a new...
Bulb.
What kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
Yeah, right. And carrying the washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it in a clothes...
Hamper.
Or...
A
wicker thing.
Basket.
Okay. And what would you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
A cork.
Suppose it were not made of cork.
It was just a top. It was just a screw in the top.
Well, suppose it doesn't screw. It goes down inside. Maybe it's glass on a decanter, for instance. No name for that?
Now, what would you call it?
I'd say stopper.
A stopper, a cork, that's what...
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's a little musical instrument that you play like this?
Well, they call them French harps or mouth organs or...
Mm-hmm.
Are harmonicas.
And what's the one you pluck?
It's a juice harp.
Can you play one? Really? I don't think I've ever really seen one.
I play
one.
A French harp too.
Uh-huh. See?
A French harp. I call them French harps. So.
Yeah.
That's the mouth organ. I haven't heard them called mouth organ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so have I. What, you pound nails with a...
Hammer.
Okay, and now these are some wagon questions. If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
It's a tongue, a wagon tongue.
All right, and if you have one horse pulling the buggy, what are the two pieces on each side?
Shafts.
Okay, and the parts of the wheel, you start with the hub in the center, and then you have the spokes, and what's outside that?
Well, it's the... Rim, it's called the rim.
The rim is made of what?
Sometimes made out of rubber, or and sometimes it's made out of steel or metal.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the word felly or feller?